It is Tuesday, the 5th of September. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Finley. The day after Labor Day, the beginning of the fall season. Kids are back at school. People are
falling. I wish. Private schools don't start till Thursday.
Well, it's the time of year for good intentions.
It is.
When you come back after the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you once telling me that the investment business is a bit like the gym.
It is. Somehow, throughout the summer, people start opening their statements in September, and as you know, if you are a gym participant, fitness advocate, the gym is always packed in September and January. Well, our business is similar. It after the summer, people open their statements, see up where they were. Changes occur in terms of getting away from manager and trying another manager, and the same thing in January, getting their lives together, New Year's Eve resolutions, etc. So we're no different. So we're kind of like we are definitely like the fitness business.
So is the level of inquiry greater here? Are people phoning in?
Very much so. I was on ROB last week, and ROB is doing a huge live audience, and I'll be there September 21st at BCE Place, where you can get tickets, or I think you can just show up right in the atrium. So it'll be myself and Jim O'Connell. So certainly that would keep the phones ringing, I'm sure.
And the enthusiasm level high. All right. Well, let's. We've had the rebalancing at the end of August. Let's talk about the U.S. fund first.
Right.
What got turned over?
Well, the final numbers aren't here yet. We've been checking through. Usually takes us a couple days just to see what we've got, what we've sold. But if there's one theme that comes back to us in terms of the U.S. portfolio is energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Even though it hasn't had the big move.
It hasn't had the big move, but they get cheaper every day. And why they get cheaper? All those earnings come on the balance sheet. The balance sheet grows, and guess what? They just get cheaper by the day. Now, today, we're sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Devon's up 10%. Chevron Texaco, that's up another 4%. They made a major discovery in the
both are big holdings.
Yep, and they're top 10. They made a discovery in the Gulf of Mexico. So, look, we're happy to hold these names. We'll hold them throughout as long as they're cheap, and they just don't get any respect on Wall Street.
Well, let's talk about what does get respect on Wall Street. If people are suspicious of an economic slowdown, there's a playbook that tells you how you should be investing.
Right out of the playbook. You go to financials and you go to consumer staples. And if there's two major groups that I feel and our model feels that are overvalued are financials and consumer staples. So the U.S. Value 50 really in the last couple quarters have not participated the way one should anticipate it.
You haven't gone to what the playbook says you should because you're a quant.
We're a bottom-up quant fund. We are massive underweight financials. We may have only 2% in financials versus an S&P weight of almost 17-18%.
Hmm.
And consumer staples. And, we've got a few stocks like Pfizer that's done well in our top 10, gone from about 22 to 27. But all the big farmers have. So we're not really weighted in that group. And, home builders and consumer. Certainly, the consumer discretionary has been hurt, but that's one area where we like, and we
keep on adding. You've got Home Depot and Lowe's.
It's amazing that, talk about a call on the housing market, but yeah, in our top 10, we do have Home Depot and Lowe's, both of them. It doesn't matter to us. I know there's great debate of which one to own out of that group, but they're cheap, their stock prices have come down, and their model prices have stayed up. So we'll see what happens in the fourth quarter, but once people are fed up with financials and consumer staples, we've got an area for them to look at.
Okay, let's look at the Canadian portfolio now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Canadian market has still been terrific. How are you positioned against that?
I think the major theme, again, for us is oils. We don't have the exact percentages here, but as you know, we've been underweight oils in the last month. So I think we're about 15% oils versus 30% oils, and I think we're now back up over that.
Over 15 or over 30?
Over 30.
Oh, really?
Probably a little
enough
higher.
Of a pullback that you found the prices?
Enough of a pullback. We've seen some revision scores go up, so that's positive for the Canadian equity, and we've seen some pullbacks. And keep in mind, the earnings are so large coming on their balance sheet, mm-hmm. they get cheaper by the day. So, but also, too, what is relative to the population? Are the top 100 companies, we got Falconbridge now gone, yep. we've got Inco on the verge of going. We've made huge gains in those particular areas, but, I mean, they're gone. So what's of value to replace them is not apparent.
And you only hunt for value in the top 100. I mean, funds can outperform you if they're shopping in the small caps.
Yeah, the Canadian market's so good and the liquidity is so large that small cap names and even mid cap names way outperform large caps. And we're willing to sit back and say, fine, we're willing to take that. Because as we know, liquidity comes and liquidity goes. So we don't want to take any chances on the small cap names in terms of lack of liquidity, but also too, it's our system. We only may have maybe one analyst, maybe two analysts covering a small cap name, mm-hmm. whereas in a large cap area, we get 8 to 10 analysts.
Yep.
And if we get that quality of information, our stock picking actually is better with more information as opposed to less information. So we kind of like the area, and our unit holders can rest assured that they're only in the top 100 capitalized names in Canada.
Great. Brian, I always enjoy talking with you. I'll be in to see you in 2 weeks. Thanks for this.
Great to be here, Michael.